were talking about going back to your house and you had the crepe of turpentine on it, you said?
So I took a pad of bandage and saturated it in turpentine, and then cautiously I put the wound, the lips of the wound together, and put this pad on and bandaged the entire affair. And I didn't look at it again for about 3 days, and it had completely healed. So I didn't have to go into St. Augustine to get it sewed up. The turpentine had worked miracles on that. Now, this may not ever happen again, but in this one instance, it did happen. I'm full of scars from other cuts and things that didn't heal. So I'll swear by turpentine. In the woods, if a person bruises themselves, breaks the skin, breaks the hide, and there's a pine tree close, and there's gum, the sap of the tree, they'll place gum on the wound and forget about it. The turpentine harvesters called the drainage gum, and after it was distilled, the rosin was known as gum. It was barreled, and the turpentine was called spirits. Around a distillery, you never heard turpentine. It's spirits. I have a barrel of spirits, or 20 barrels of spirits. Jacksonville was a very large export port for naval stores. Turpentine is known as naval stores. And I think Savannah at one time was the world's largest naval stores. But we have exported naval stores from Florida from the very beginning of time. The pitch, the gum, was used to seal seams and decks of ships to make them watertight, and was used in paints and other usages.
Okay. You mentioned this before. You were talking about one of the sicknesses we talked about. Okay, what is if someone would eat something that didn't agree with their stomach, and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had
had indigestion, he had a bellyache.
Okay.
He threw up. Okay. He heaved. He vomited.
So throw up, heave. Okay, that's neutral. So how about some crude ways of saying it? Are there some other ways that aren't?
He puked.
Puked. Do you have your... Go ahead. Any others?
I can't think of others. Do you have...
Skin a goat? Did you ever have skin a goat?
Skin a goat? No, we didn't use that expression.
Barf? Barf?
No.
Blow lunch?
No.
Okay.
Vomit was a nice word, and puke was a... was the hard word. In the ocean with seasick people, if it was a stag crowd, you would say of one, he's puking just as far as the other one, and he's been puking all day.
Okay, so when that guy's doing that on the boat, when he vomits, you say he was sick?
Seasick.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. if it's not on the boat, I shouldn't say, if it's on land, you'd say, and he vomits, you assume that he's sick?
He's sick at his stomach.
At his stomach.
He's sick at his stomach, and he's throwing up, and he's vomiting.
Okay. And if someone, maybe a relative or friend of yours was sick, and someone would come over, she hardly got the news when she came right over. Fine. Okay.
Dashed, you're thinking, or dashed over? Well, she rushed over
to what? I'm looking for, what was she rushing over for?
To see how I am, see what's the matter with me.
If someone else is sick.
Oh, someone else is sick.
I'm just trying to get, okay.
Rushed over to see his condition.
Okay.
See what's the matter with him.
Okay. And if she wanted to convey to you that this person was sick, she's coming over.